The Brady Report for HHG Legal Group leads the way in divorce, wills, litigation and business.
6 to 5 and a good afternoon. How many cyber attacks is the UK stopping each week?
10 every single week, Ollie. That's the headline news here today from the National Cyber Security Centre. Britain is spending a lot more money on this now. 2,000 new recruits going into cyber security, keeping us all safe. And this report out today just points out that, you know, when it happens and when it strikes, you end up with hospitals being crippled. We had that in 2017. I remember going to a hospital in central London and there had been a cyber security breach. And the end result was operations were cancelled, patients were out in the street, and the health system was going into meltdown. 10 cybersecurity attacks a week, and the main threats, enemies, call them what you want, they're foreign powers like Russia and China.
The most popular baby boy's name in the UK, Oliver, girl, Olivia, are they a chance to be the names for Meghan and Harry's new little one arriving next year?
According to the bookies, Ollie, sorry to disappoint you, no, the bookies reckon the boy will be called Philip. That's the obvious conclusion there, granddad's name.
Yes.
And for a girl, Alice. Now, we don't know where they're getting this from. I think that, you know, they sit down and they think of what could the names be. But Harry and Meghan ultimately will decide what their baby is called. Everyone's excited. It's all over the front pages. And good luck to them. You know what? Isn't that lovely to be talking about something joyful and uplifting and not Brexit?
Absolutely. And the backdrop for them, of course, being in Australia at the moment. So it's absolutely wonderful. Good luck.
Wonderful.
To the happy couple and a stunning victory for England in Spain.
This is big news. England beat Spain last night in Seville in southern Spain. England were 3-0 up at halftime. It was the best 45 minutes of England playing soccer that I've seen since they beat Germany in 2001. England were sensational last night. Raheem Sterling of Manchester City, 2 goals for him, 1 for Marcus Rashford from Manchester United. England were just brilliant last night. Spain got a couple of goals back late on. And what's really exciting about this England team, average age of 23, the youngest England starting 11 to play soccer for the country since 1959. So following on from a World Cup semi-final, this is really, really positive. Spain are nobody's fool. They are a very fine team indeed. England utterly dismantled them yesterday, and it was far more flattering than that scoreline gives credit to. 3-2 England in a competitive fixture away to Spain. Very, very good indeed.
Good on you, Ender. We'll chat to you tomorrow. Thanks, mate.